Blog Talk Radio.
Jamming my music line. Don't fall into the game.
Do not turn me down. Do not turn me down. Still gon' turn me up. Rocko, that's what's up.
What's up?
That's on. It's out there with me.
EOTM Radio. Let's go. We got a whole crew in the building today, y'all. I'm telling you. In studio guest, baby. One of the sexiest up and coming models in the game. Y'all gonna see her real soon. She bought a giveaway.
I go on and on.
Check her out on Facebook.
So
Lane, yes, Hill is in the building. live, baby. Right here in studio, baby. Right here at the Sugar Shack, baby. We doing the show live from the Sugar Shack, baby.
And they bump.
Yeah. We got Hit Entertainment in the building, baby. Y'all, we over here recording my stuff, baby. I'm telling you. Dre, baby, what's up with it, baby? Yeah, you in the building. Y'all know I mess up so much, I gotta get a lawyer with me. You understand what I'm saying? On deck. On retainer. Have a lawyer on retainer. The community lawyer. A serious clock is in the building, locked at the Sugar Shack, baby. Got another special guest in the building, baby. DJ AT. Multimedia marketing, baby. He do all kind of stuff. He was telling me some stuff. I'm telling you, he can create a circus and build it and put it back down the next day. I'm telling you. From New York, baby. UGK. Gotta start with my shout-outs. I gave for shit to my main girl, Miss Night Rider, over there handling up business on the wheel. Damn. Get him, Carlos. Get him, Carlos. To the whole LTM family, thank you, Umbrella, love, baby. Shante, Queen, J. Gibson, love, baby. Know what I'm saying? Ron, Anthony, I'll see you over there, baby. Handle your business out there, ATL, baby. Baby, I'll see you out there, baby. Handle your business. My main girl, stay true, stay real. I'll see you over there, family. Baby, get my girl, Izzy, she backing us up, baby. And if I forgot you, you're still important. I feel like
I'm proud of you, D.
Just forgot.
I'm crazy, you don't want to be like me.
You gotta forgive me.
Where the youngest
kids might
be
blowing. Change y'all, loyalism versus opportunism. We finna call some people out today, baby. But we ain't gonna say no name.
Up all night, baby. Apple number 16.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Trey Love Show. It's December 12th, it's 4 o'clock. Y'all know we live, we do this every week. Same bat time, same bat channel. I want to say to everybody out there in Love Land, I love y'all, I miss y'all, man. If you've been following me on Facebook, Twitter, if you've been keeping in touch, man, you know that I am moving and grooving, shaking and baking. I'm not sitting back, y'all, waiting on somebody to give me anything. I'm taking full-fledged control of what God gave me. That's my nuts, my penis, and everything I got, I'm taking with me, baby. I'm finna roll through this thing. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all live on the Trey Love Show on EOTM Radio. I want to say, before I even get started, that keep in mind that everything I say is not the opinion of, or EOTM should not have no responsibility for what Trey Love's saying. They just giving me an opportunity to show my age level. They giving me an opportunity to show my A double, and y'all know I'm going to do that. I'm going to show my A double. Yeah, I'm going to show my front double. I'm going to show it all, when and wherever I can. So they just happen to be blessed me enough to give me the opportunity to talk my ish, and that's what I'm going to do. I always got two beautiful ladies in the house with me. Y'all know Trey Love is about them ladies. You understand what I'm saying? So today I actually have my two co-hosts with me. You understand what I'm saying? Two times. Two of the most beautiful women on the planet. You know, I'm going to introduce them. Y'all should already know who they are. So I'm going to introduce them, and then from there, we're going to go on and get into this subject, because I know the lines are blowed up right now, because everybody wants a piece of the Trey Love Show. So ladies and gentlemen, my first co-host, my sister-in-law, to be, I am engaged. And oh yes, ladies, it's not a rumor. It's not a publicity stunt. You can no longer play with my yo-yo. I'm going to marry Yolanda. Y'all heard it live on the Trey Love Show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to give it up for my co-host about to come to the mic and share her voice and talents with us all the way from up the street. She's around the corner. She's supposed to be here, but she's late. But you know how it is. She's a woman. All right. Breaker Down Management. Clap it up, y'all. Give it up for Dawn Whitaker.
What's up, everybody? I see we got a full house. It's about to be cracking. It's going to be a party. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll be there 5 minutes. You better be on your best behavior, because everything that you have to do to come through me, you better be nice to me if you're going to keep my sister. That's all I got.
You know I got to be nice to you. You know what? That's messed up. Now you now you got me like, what's the word I'm looking for? You got me like, obviously, I got to be good. Because you know I'm going to be good. You know, hey, all my friends was picking at me. They seen me talking to her Fridays. Like, you should have seen the grin on my face.
Oh, it was implanted on there. It was just stuck, huh?
I couldn't stop smiling. I told you, every time I get around her, I feel like a little teenage boy. I'll be like, it's all, what's your name? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
already I love it. I love
it. What's going on in your world, Wicked Dog? What's happening with you?
Not much. I'm almost there, 2 minutes away, and I'm going to be in the place. I got to see the crew.
Okay, y'all. Yeah, you know, as usual, black people. I do black management, got black people around me, and she's been knowing for days. Yeah, I'm coming through the house live from the Sugar Shack. But, you know, but guess what? When she get here, her chicken going to be fresh off the grill. All right.
Yeah.
Now I got to bring my second co-host in. All right, everybody. Okay. I want the world to get ready. Sit back. Relax yourself. Pick your feet up all the way from my mama's womb and my beautiful dad's nutsack. From the celestial to the world, if I were a girl, this is who I'd be. For the one and only J-Love.
What's going on, everybody? Hi, Trey. I love you. That's my brother. Yeah, it's been a great week this week. I've been awfully busy. I went to go see the Nutcracker last night, by the way, which was really interesting. Because, you know, mama's
girl, I don't
want to
hear nothing about no cracking no nuts. You know,
Culture. It is culture, okay? And I really enjoyed myself after about 3 or 4 glasses of Merlot. So.
Merlot.
That's about 3 or 4 glasses of Merlot. So wine. I really started to understand.
You know what's crazy about you being my little sister? The fact that, like, you know, when you be telling me stuff like, you know, you drinking, and I know you liking boys now and stuff. Well, but look at me talking about boys. I'm still you know what? It's crazy, y'all. That girl will tell you. What are you, like, 20, 35 now, Jay?
I'm almost 30 years old. You said I'm liking boys now.
I'm saying, but I still, tell the truth. Don't I still treat you like you about 10 years old?
Yes.
Like,
I'll
be like,
yes.
Oh, you dating now? Y'all, she grown. Hey, Jay, I want to tell you. Your daddy is a funny man. Do you hear me? You
hey,
know we're losing a bunch
that's
of
that's where you got it from.
Oh, my God. Jay, he called me to my I'm watching my cursing, so you know I got to watch the way I talk on the radio now because I'm trying to – God has given me this opportunity, so I got to be mindful of the cursing and stuff. You know, I'm trying to do better. You know, see, Break of Dawn had told me, and then my fiance told me that she wanted me to shave and she wanted me to not curse, so I'm going to do everything in my power to be a good man to – my wife, so I'm changing. So, but Jay, you know, I got on the phone with your daddy, and your daddy said, it's just how he called Jay. I say, hey, Dad. He said, WTF.
Oh my God. That's him.
Hey, Jay, am I lying?
No, that's him. Show Ned.
He called me and said, WTF. Say,
wow.
He said, you tell me, MLF. I say, I don't know, Daddy. What's going on? He said, boy, they dropping around here like flies, boy. Because, you know, we done lost about 3 family members lately. You know what I'm saying?
So I know.
About, and then he was missing you, right? He like, you know what? That sister of yours, what's wrong with her? You know she effed up. I say, Dad, why she got to be ever all y'all effed up? Every one of y'all, all 5 of my kids, y'all all effed up. He said, but you tell that help out, they call me. I was like, okay, Dad.
He's mad.
Because you ain't call him. And then check out, then he goes drink, right? I'm talking about, you tell that MF and brother of yours to call me, too. Y'all, what's wrong with y'all? And anyway, that's our father, and that's how I ended up how I am today. So if anybody got a problem with it, Jay, you are my witness. People that have a problem with Trey Love, if you knew how I was raised, you would understand it ain't my fault.
True.
Am I lying, Jay?
It's not. It's really not.
Thank you.
But at least
he's
striving to do better. It does come a point in your life where it's personal responsibility, and he's growing to do better. So that I commend you for.
Thank you. At least I'm trying. What a clapping. Bring the clapping in, Knight Rider. Clap for that, because I'm trying. I need a clap for that, because I am doing everything I can.
I know you're trying. I can tell.
You can tell I'm trying?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
shout out.
You know you can be better with a clap. You know you can be better with a clap.
Thank you, Knight Rider. Thank you. I'm trying so hard, and it's 2 young ladies. I hope y'all see this blog I put out. Matter of fact, I'm going to repost it on Facebook.
This radio show has brought us together, and hopefully it'll bring the other one in, Clayton. And
oh, he's coming. He coming to
right,
so,
you,
so excited right now. You know he in the studio,
together,
right?
You know.
You know he in the studio, right?
Clayton is in Los Angeles?
No, he's in the studio.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Yeah, him and Ant. We're working on some music. And, you know, I got my boy Drake Banks. His work's out here, too. We in the studio working on my stuff. So, trust me. It's 2011, baby.
Sport,
the whole
though.
Family coming together. I want to shout out Christina and Candace. You two girls are my life. Don't ever forget that. My left side of my heart be Tina. The right side of my heart be Candace. And that's all I ever got. And that's all that it ever will be. And that's to my children from your daddy. I think my baby might be listening. So, and I think she might call in, too. Candace Smith may be calling in. So keep the line open for that, Knight Rider. All right.
Oh, Jesus. She's just like
you,
too.
Calling to? Huh?
I said, she's just like you, too. That's the one, honey. That's your, that you marked that one.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Tina looked like me, but she act like her mama. Candace looked like her mama, but I swear, when we together, it be tripping us out. Because we, the way we carry ourselves emotionally in every way, man, Candace is so me. And little girl, whew, and you know what? Imagine the way I treat you about dating Jade. How I'm going to act when I see my baby with a boy holding hands. I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, you know what? They're going to try to put me in an early grave.
They don't want you to Playboy or comedy. They say Playboys end up with girls. So I guess it must be true.
And you know what? I keep making apples with no stems. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you're going to the show.
Hey, we got two albums, baby. That's why we ride out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Let's get on to the topic.
I think Knight Rider, we might have some callers in. Let me see something here.
I can't even lie, though. The coffee kind of stumped me. So we got to.
Okay.
Facebook kind of got me going for a loop in my head. I can't really wrap my mind around it at this time. Because there's so many different ways you can look at it.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. What I'm going to do is. You know, we're going to start off, me, you, and Don going to talk about the topic a little bit, but I already have callers in queue, so we're going to talk about it a little bit. And you know I like to keep the vibe of the show going, so we're going to go on and play a little music after we talk about it. So let's do about 5 minutes on the subject, y'all, and take it to about, say, 4:25, and then we're going to take it to the music and come back about 4:30. So today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, to all my EOTM listeners, to everybody out there supporting Straight Love, it's a beautiful, beautiful topic. I chose it because of things that I've gone through in my personal life, and I know that everyone's going through this issue. If you're paying attention, it's called loyalism versus opportunism. I want everybody to think about what I just said. Loyalism versus opportunism. How many people out there are loyal? And when I say loyal, listen to me, guys. Loyalty works in a lot of different ways. It's loyalty to family, loyalty to your husbands, relationships, friends, loyalty over money, you know what I'm saying? Or an opportunist, people that you're friends with. Like, I have very close friends. Like I said, I ain't going to call none of my friends out, but I will, of course, talk about the subjects. You know, it's kind of like, what kind of friend are you? If I'm dating a girl now, right, and you and I are friends, and me and that girl breaks up, and say you and that girl meet each other somewhere, would you date her or would you be loyal to our friendship or would you be an opportunist and go ahead and start dating her? Same thing vice versa for females, you know what I'm saying? If you knew that I dated, say, your friend girl or your sister, and I ain't going to lie, I'm going to be honest, I'm an opportunist on that, so y'all can kiss my butt. I'm hitting. If it's... I'm just talking smack, family. But, Jay, I want you to go ahead and talk about that now that I explained it a little bit. And then from there, Breaker Dawn, I need you to chime in and get some of that, too. And then from there, Knight Rider, we're going to go ahead and take it to that song. You know the one I like. But let's see what the girl first.
Okay, so you were talking more on a personal relationship level. Okay, good, because I was thinking all kind of different ways and reasons. But, I mean, when it comes to family and things like that, it is best to always try to stay loyal or as loyal as possible, because it's one thing, you know, you can always not, you know, break up with a friend and not have someone as your friend or associate anymore, but your family's always going to be a family. And even if, you know, it's a time, because there's going to be times people are different and given situations, whatever the case may be, you know, there may be times that you all disagree. There's going to, and if it's public, it's best just to agree to disagree or, you know, maybe pull that individual to the side and stay loyal to that family member, but just say, hey, let them know, like, look, I'm not I'm not feeling you on this right now. You know, I don't agree with it, but at the same time, it's not anything I'm going to let, you know, let it be announced on CNN like everybody knows, you know, that we're, you know, we're on different pages. Because let me tell you something, how society is, divide and conquer. So if you let people know that you're being an opportunist on the outside, then, you know, that's just society. That's where the world is, divide and conquer. They will divide the family, friend, whatever, and ultimately, you know, overtake, you know, that cohesive bond that you've all maybe created over time. So it's always, I believe, in a person's best interest in personal relationships and things like that to stay loyal and not become an opportunist.
Okay. Great. What is that? Is it just me or my little sister? See, Jay, see, I'm silly, and people be thinking they don't know that I'm smart and I got an education. But I think the fact you, my sister, and I be letting you talk, you be showing them that like I'm smart. Cause see, y'all, we was raised. So do not ever think that I'm as foolish as I come off. Trust me, I can switch this.
Oh,
up on
okay.
Your
so you're trying to say that you're trying to What do they call it? Score rank off, get cloud off my intelligence. That's okay.
Right. Like that.
Yeah, the same genetics, you know.
Yeah. You do good. Okay, Breaker Don, you go ahead and come in and get a little something going before we take the song, because we're going to keep the mood all the way turned up. And I know we got Shaquise. I know you're in the building, baby. You know I'm going to let you right in, girl, and go get you on the next right after we come from the music break. So, Breaker Don. Break of Dawn. Dawn. We had to mute her, huh?
Why did you mute me?
We had to turn her on.
Why?
Oh, well, where you at?
I'm saying what up. Nobody's saying anything. Oh, Lord, they deleted me off the show. Lord, I can't be late no more. That's what happens when you're late.
Exactly. But you might. You married to the family, so you know. I gotta let you slide. You
good,
keep this in mind. You better hope me. You better hope me and Yolanda don't ever break up. Because if we do,
You better remain loyal.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, great response. So go ahead. Since we're talking loyalism, you know what? Okay, let's talk. This is where I want you to answer that question. I don't mean to tell you what to say, but I want to ask a question because of our friendship and our bond and our relationship. We've been working together for about a year. How do you feel about me personally? Do you think from what you know, am I a loyalist or am I an opportunist? How do you see me?
Well, it depends. I'm just kidding. I'm just so kidding. No, real talk, very loyal. Since day one, since the day that you lured me in the house and made steak and food and the aroma and the wine and everything, you know, and that was just to get me prepared for what he was getting ready to ask for me to be his manager.
Mm-hmm.
So, he has been loyal since day one. I do have to say that. I couldn't have asked for a better artist to work with because you are loyal. No matter what happens, you stay on your grind, which I love. And then on top of it, like, you just keep it 100 with me. And that's why I think our relationship is getting bigger and bigger because of that, because of the friendship we have and because of you staying loyal. I haven't heard you go back on any word so far, and I don't think it's ever going to happen. So,
you know what? Go ahead, keep on, girl.
No. So I'm.
Keep going. I'm crying.
I just wanted to put it out there that, you know, definitely, and anybody that you've ever worked with, just for me, watching, looking in from the outside, people that you work with, I see the same routine, and it's good because it's hard to find people out there that when you meet new people and start a new camp, to find loyal members, to find people that's going to be down and turn around and use you to be an opportunity, you know, to get in the game and then leave you high and dry because they ran off with somebody else to get what they wanted. And I don't see that from you. You know, you keep it really 100, and I appreciate that. And everybody that you brought in the camp or introduced me to has been loyal to you, and you've been loyal to them. So that's how I feel. Like, I got a great audience. I'm blessed.
Man, hey, I'm going to tell y'all like this, and I'm going to keep it 110. You just heard my manager say that, and that's not the way. I know I asked her that question, and I didn't know that she was going to expound so beautifully. But for those of you who do know me truly, when I say something, I'm going to tell you something. All a man got, before we had paperwork, y'all, to put a contract or something like that on paper, You know what we had, y'all? We had a handshake. You understand what I'm saying? And the one thing I am is a man. I was raised to be taught how to be a man. And my word is my bond. When I tell you that I love you and when I tell you I got your back, it does not matter. Hella hot water. Love is unconditional. Love doesn't have, well, you didn't do this, so I don't love you no more, or you didn't do that, so I won't do this for you. The reason why God continues to bless me, family, is because if anybody know me for real, I'm going to play straight. I'm going to come at you straight. I'm going to tell you how it is. No chaser. We're going to handle our business, and we're going to move forward. It may hurt your feelings, fine. The only thing I admit I do is as far as messing up, is I might mess with your girl. Like, dudes, I'm keeping it 110 with you. Like, I might hit your girl, like, straight up. I ain't even cold. I might touch your female. But as far as on the business side, why are you looking at me like that? I'm honest with myself. So, like Usher said, don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Ask my Negro for real. But, fellas, I'm going to say this to the fellas. Y'all can be happy now because I'm not cheating on Yolanda.
Oh,
I got my Beyonce. I don't even care.
Oh,
so your girl can be in front of me. But
you won't make me no money.
You stupid. Your girl can be butt naked. It will not even matter because I will not play with her yo-yo. I have got my Beyonce. You understand what I'm saying? Everything I ever wanted in a woman, I got my Michelle. You and me at my Barack and Shell. Straight love and locker.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We're going to go ahead and get some music and keep the show going, keep the move vibing. Night Rider, take us on in, baby.
Yeah. Scoochie. What's up, Barry? Yell everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims. Yellow big booty. Yellow bones. Yellow watch, yellow charm ring, chain, yellow living room set, lemonade green shoes for my girl.
Scoochie.
My problem sitting on sixes, no 20s in my gun. Look at this motor knocking, because it is a lemon. My wife don't judge your bitches, but you look more like a lemon. Sour apple pillow bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid, paid, this is how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause Cody's serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Kissing in a fight to go and right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond bracelet, put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pissing wearing Renan, that's just how I'm chillin'. I'm smoking grits and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Scoochie.
Yeah.
yellow back. Yo, Gucci banger, 80,000, that's a yellow pack. Yellow home, yellow home, you know you a scary cat. No sleep for 2 days, so my people looking yellow. Five lights, big shows, bought a million on my schedule. Wrangler, that's your Gucci bike. Niggas know they in trouble. Green ice, red light, caution, Gucci rock yellow. Gucci, Gucci.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Trey Love Show. That was Gucci Mane, baby, Lemonade, man. I'm telling you, y'all, I'm feeling this little stuff, man, this rap thing. Me and my brother been talking, man. We've been getting the studio and make some magic like that, you heard me? But big shout-out to Gucci Mane, man. I know your story. I read a little bit of your background, man. You keep doing your thizzle, man. That's some hot music you're making. I want to say, y'all, Dawn finally made it. She finally made
it. That's not even right. Why you call me out like that?
You didn't come up to the Sugar Shack, y'all. We live on the radio tomorrow. I'm at the gate. But, you know, hey, I'm going to just say the shout-out to everybody that's here with me live from the Sugar Shack, baby. We eating. We got Dre Brain of Hitworks Entertainment in the building right here live in the Sugar Shack doing the Trey Love Show on EOTM Radio. Dre is here. We got Blaine Hemp here with her cute self. I'm going to tell you, whatever same pictures I be putting on this girl's face, this girl is cute, T-Pie. You
she is adorable. She is adorable.
You tell Yolanda that that she's only visiting.
I'm gonna let her know that. Yeah.
Okay, y'all, I gotta be careful now. I'm in a relationship and everything. I got to be mindful. All these pretty girls I be talking to, I could really only be their friends. Check this out, Drama Gamza couldn't call in. That's my homegirl, y'all. We gonna start playing her in heavy rotation. I know Say 2 got her music pumped over there. We gonna start playing her in heavy rotation on the Trey Love Show on Sundays as well. Good friend of mine. This is what she wrote. She put on my Facebook, y'all. She put, "I'm turned in and turned up. Hey, y'all, still editing. Couldn't break away. She be so busy. My two cents. I gotta be real. You have been loyal to me, and I appreciate you. That's a good trait you have, Trey. Me, I gotta be real. I'm an opportunist and a loyalist.
Y'all know that's right.
Hey, Drama say they go hand in hand. I don't think an opportunist is a negative thing. When opportunity knocks, open the door and pull all those that you have that haven't been loyal to you with you." That's an awesome, needed, wonderful, and true statement. And quite honestly, that's really how I am too. I'm not even gonna front. I mean, because that's why I chose that subject, because I want the family to think about that. Because see, especially being in this business, right, guys? Being in the entertainment business, it's not like, I want to explain to the people that aren't into the entertainment business. If you're a teacher, doctor, per se lawyer, or any type of per se regular job, this loyalty opportunist thing comes up. But see, in the entertainment business, guys, there really is no per se like equal opportunity. Say someone doesn't like you because you're black. Say someone doesn't like you because you're fat. Say someone doesn't like you because you're skinny. Say someone doesn't like you because you're ugly. In the entertainment, or you're less attractive. I don't like to say ugly because I don't think anyone on this planet is ugly. I didn't mean to say that. Some of y'all got some ugly attitudes. I'm going to say that for real. And whoever you are, you know who you are anyway. And you can be pretty. You can be pretty and have an ugly attitude. But I'm just saying, you know, there are different reasons why when you're working a regular job, you can first go over someone's head. In the entertainment business, guys, I want to tell you, it's contract work. So every movie that we get, every show that we get, every show that we do, you got to understand, that's a one-time deal. So as you're pursuing your career, you have to make relationships and deal with people. Sometimes you do a show with a person, you never see them again. Sometimes you get with a person like I've got with EOTM Radio, and I've been working with this radio station for an entire year. You see what I'm saying? So you never know how this thing goes, man. And it, like I said, you know, when they fire you in the entertainment business, you just fired. Ain't no, "I'm going to go complain. I'm going to sue." When they come to this game right here, you have to be loyal. And that's one thing that the way my mother raised me and the thing that I've been a long time in my life, I learned loyalty a long, long time ago. So I am loyal, and I do take opportunities. But with someone like Dawn, I have to keep close because that's my manager. She needs to know my business. Just because I'm doing some stuff, I might not tell this person my business or that person my business, but through the inside camp, I got to keep it 100. All right, I heard we got a caller online. Let's let our caller in. What's up, Shaquise, you there? Shaquise? Did she hang up, Tyrone?
She should be. I've unmuted her. Shaquise?
I haven't hit that point yet. When I do, I think I'll know.
Okay. Not sure what happened. I'm sorry.
Oh,
well,
no
think,
problem,
hold on a second. Hold on. I think this is her right here.
Hello.
Okay. Hey, girl.
Hi.
How you doing,
Hello?
Baby?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I hear
you.
I miss you. What you been, girl? We've been looking for you on the Trey Love Show. You hung out with us that first week. Ain't nobody heard nothing from you. Where you been?
Oh, my goodness. I have been around. I just actually forgot the number, but I'm here. I locked you in my cell. We won't have that problem no more again.
You better lock me in, girl.
And congratulations to you and my girl, Key Lola. Oh, my goodness.
Hey. Oh, Lord. Y'all, you see we're doing it live on the Trey Love Show.
I grew up with her. She used to roll through my neighborhood. We truly admired her. Oh, my God. She was every, I think, all my brother's wife. And looking here, you get a young voice say, oh, to go my wife. You cut it out. Knock it off. You know, I grew up.
Y'all making me mad now.
I grew up hearing them call her, you know, that's my wife, that's going to be my wife, and now look at you guys are doing it. Congratulations. Peace and blessings to you all.
Hold on one minute. Before we even finish this conversation, you make sure your brothers know right now. You understand what I'm saying? Not tomorrow, not the day after that, right now.
Well, they married
now. Good. They better stay married. They better stay married.
It won't be not my issues.
Y'all get my pressure up. Hey, Don, remember in the club the other night, you know I was jealous when the old boy came in there and he started talking to her, right?
You better knock it off.
I'm serious. They can't hear you, Don. I don't think they can hear you. Can y'all hear?
No.
Beck, the radio. Beck, we can't hear you. She probably did miss you. See if she didn't miss you. But I was jealous, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. We was in the club, and y'all gotta watch me. I'm telling you, I'm seeing my woman, and you know she was looking. Oh my gosh, she was looking so beautiful. Oh my Jesus! Y'all need to start coming out and partying with us on Friday. You know what the next one's gonna be?
Yankee Doodle. Same spot.
Same spot.
Yeah.
Hey, Friday, man. Y'all come out to the lake. What time does it start? You hear you now?
Next week it should be at 7. But I'm telling people to come out at 6 because I think the game starts at 7. It's gonna be a later game this time.
Yeah, man, y'all come out and support us at Yankee Doodles. The address is 1410 3rd Street Promenade. It's going to be Friday night, 6 or 7 o'clock. And I'm just saying, like, fellas, I'm going to be real with you because me and a couple of dudes almost got into it. Y'all, I'm a lover, not a fighter, okay? So I know y'all going to be wanting pictures of my boo and everything and with my boo. I don't mind all that. But I'm going to just say this, fellas. You understand what I'm saying?
Your mic has a bad echo.
Huh?
Your mic has a bad echo.
My mic got a bad echo?
Mm-hmm.
Who this?
Okay, this is Shaquise.
Oh, look at you. I'm thinking you, Knight Rider. You running boys like you, Knight Rider. Trey, your mic got a bad echo. My goodness. Okay, let's get back to the subject at hand. Loyalism, opportunism. Shaquise, I want you to, since you're the first caller to call in, I want you to share your thoughts on that. How do you feel about, you know, what do you think?
You know, Ms. Don tapped on it for me. When it comes down to me and you're being a loyalist and an opportunist, you know, with me, there's a few relationships here. Being loyal has a close relationship with discernment with me. My discernment based on those in my circle whom I trust
mm-hmm.
and have placed judgment on to being a friend, that's when the loyalty kicks in.
Okay.
Opportunity, you know, opportunities to me, that falls to, it's a real thin line between that and being an abuser.
Gotcha.
When it comes down to associating or befriending someone, if you're befriending someone and your whole, you know, MO on it is just to get, you know, take an opportunity out on this person, there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with you. That means that's letting you know already you have a cold heart. But if you come into the front lines and say, look, you know what, you got something for me, I scratch your back, you scratch mine, okay, that's cool. You know, that's fine being an opportunity to stand, but don't be a low-key, you know, friend because I have something that you can gain from. That's to
you
me
know
that's
what?
Cold.
I appreciate you for that. And I'm gonna say this, and I want to say this live on the radio, and for people to know straight up, just to give a little background on my character, and not to just be praising myself, but when Dawn said what she said, there are a lot of artists that I've worked with. Even Drama Gamza said the same thing. EOTM will tell you the same thing. One thing about me, and that's why I continue to stay blessed, is because I am loyal to people. It's one thing that I believe in. Let me explain to you what I believe in. I believe in the book of Job. When I was reading the Bible growing up as a kid and learning different things and aspects about how to have character as a man, what's going to make you a better person. Not when I say a man, y'all, I'm not just saying like making it a sexist thing, but even for a woman, you know, women with character. And I'm going to just say this. If you notice, and not to, you know, just because I'm engaged in love with this woman, but look at her entire career. Yo-Yo has not had one scandal. You know, I'm the worst thing ever happened to her. I'm her Bobby Brown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's recent.
Yeah, that's
so
that's
before me, what? Hush, girl. Before me, she's never had a scandal. Her name's not been ripped through the mud. She's carried herself with dignity as a female in this industry, doing her acting on Martin and other episodes of TV shows that you've all seen. And, of course, we know she's a platinum Grammy-nominated artist. And she, even today, maintains a certain regalness about herself, and that's something that you want. And see, it's much deeper, guys, than what we see on say television or what we see what we hear on the radio. Behind the music that entertains us and behind the shows that we watch on TV, guys, are people just like you and I, human beings, guys, with 10 fingers, 10 toes, that have to deal with life, that have to eat food, that have to live, that have to take. Understand what I'm saying? It's a lot more to it than what it may seem. You know, all of us are human. And like I said, the reason why I know that God continues to bless me and I stay pretty much successful is because, yeah, when I say opportunist, it's a young lady that I always shout her out. And the reason why I shout her out is because she literally has single-handedly helped me very, very much. And that's Shantae Gibson. You know, she's a buddy of mine. And you know, when you have friends is like family. Like my sister said earlier, we're going to have issues. We're going to have ups, downs. I'm going to be mad with you. You're going to be mad with me. But you know what? When it all boils down, y'all, we all out here trying to get it. And let's love each other. And you know what? Even with your friends, even with your family, I'm going to say this. It's, you know, it's about teaching on the Trey Love Show, y'all. I'm trying to guide people to use the knowledge that God has given me and the things that I've learned to help people. That's why I'd like to do this show, to have fun but also teach a little bit. What you have to learn, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, and this is something I've learned, you have to learn how to, what my mom used to say, feed people with a long-handled spoon. I'm going to see about that night, right? I just got your message on instant message. I had a friend of mine screw me out of some money. You know what I'm saying? Best friend of mine, y'all. I'm talking about partner, man. We've been down a million years. And when he screwed me out of a little money, I just didn't speak to him. I cut him off. You know what I'm saying? But when I really looked at it and I thought about it, man, we had been friends too long. And when he really explained, I gave him an opportunity to explain himself. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, man, Trey, I'm sorry. Man, the bygones be bygones. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying let nobody break you out $1 million. But sometimes, y'all, we got to think, what is losing a little money? Okay, you got a friend that's per se an opportunist and may have taken advantage of you over a few dollars or this and that. But when it all boils down, y'all, let's take away the money. Let's take away the fame. Let's take away the prestige. And how are we as people? You understand what I'm saying? That's why the people in my life know I'm loyal, and if I got your back, I'm going to hold you down because that's all I know how to do, baby. All right, I want to go ahead and let my sister get some shine real quick, and then, you know, from there, I'm going to let y'all talk to Blaine Hemp Hill since she's live at the Trey Love Show and give y'all some what's going on in Blaine's world. Okay, Blaine, you ready to go on and get on here in a minute? She's so cute, y'all. She ain't even answer. She just looked at me and said, mm-hmm. Jay, where you at, little sister? Go on and
I'm right here. I haven't gone anywhere. Gosh, I really admire what you just said in regards to, you know, a friend borrowing money from you and, you know, you allowing him to explain, you know, instead of ending the friendship. That's loyalty in itself on your part. Because a lot of people tend to really, money sometimes can be overrated. It's a tool. You know, it shouldn't make or break relationships. You should allow someone to explain themselves, especially now. I mean, the economy's messed up. It is what it is. People are hurting. He might not have been able to pay you back in time. So it does take a bigger person to be patient and allow someone to explain themselves. So that's what I mean by my brother is growing. But
I got to tell the family, y'all, to be my little sister, I'm just letting y'all know. My mother may be gone in the flesh, but boy, gone in this, from this world in the flesh, but y'all listening to her on the phone. How you, my little sister? He's growing. Anyway, well, thank you,
Jay. I know. But, you know, I'm the oldest girl of my mother's because I'm her only girl.
You see, y'all hear that, right? That, she got to make a way to make herself. You know what? That's what I love about you. I'm going to tell you something, Jane. Don't get mad. Don't get mad with me. Your daddy, me and your daddy were talking about you last night, and your daddy said, he said, you know why she ain't married, don't you? I said, why, daddy? He said, look, ain't nobody put up with her. Ain't nobody.
That is such a lie. I've gotten actually 5 marriage proposals and turned all of them down. I'm not married because I choose not to be married. So tell Lewis he could take
wait,
that
away.
That's not
how
I'm calling him.
Jade, you got, oh, wait, don't be like that. You better call your daddy, Jade. He, let me tell you, he needs you and he misses you. But I really appreciate your point. Breaker Dawn, where you at?
Right here, right here.
So jump in for a second, and then I'm going to go on and put Blaine Hemphill on the line and hear what's going on, y'all. We got a live model in here.
Yes, we must. She has to say something. Yes, she's in the building. Beautiful. I have to tell you that, too. I'm going to jump in because, Jade, you always make such value points. It's just, I just love you. I mean, I love your brother.
Oh,
I love
thank
you.
You.
Because you hit it right on the nail. And, yes, you chose not to get married, so we're going to throw that out. Because a lot of people just think when you're not married, there's a problem.
Okay.
You know?
I'm not settling. I mean, I would rather have a husband than have someone with a title in my life, and vice versa. Because if it's just a husband, then I'm just a wife. Because believe me, they're not holding up their end. I'm not going to hold up mine. I don't want to have a title. I want to be that wife, and I want to have that husband. And
see,
husband also means to take care of, so just had to throw that out there.
So, yeah, you
don't
want me to change the subject,
okay,
but
I
want to jump
make
in on that.
Go ahead.
Go on, no, go on, I'm sorry.
I want to make a point. And this is not to talk about you ladies and whatnot, but I'm going to say this, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep it real, we got to keep it 100, we got to keep it a little controversial on the Trey Love Show. I'm not going to say any names, but Jade, it's someone that we know very close in our family, and as I start talking about the story, you're going to know who I'm talking about, but for protection of these people and their privacy, we're not going to say their names. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Ladies, and I'm going to say this to the ladies. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say that most women are definite opportunists, and let me explain what I'm saying, not in a negative way. Well, yeah, I'm going to say I see it as a little negative because when a man, see, men, when we fall in love, we fall. I can't speak for them other brothers, but see, my heart, real soft, baby. You understand what I'm saying? When I fall in love, you got all of me. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's, why y'all laughing? I'm a lover. I told you I'm a lover, not a fighter. But when I fall in love, you got all of me. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm dedicated to you. And I know the men that I'm talking about, and it's the females involved, you meet these women. You marry these women, you love these women, you work hard for these women, you put these women through school, and then 20 years later when the kids is gone and grown, this woman leaves you and go get her another man.
Well, actually, that's
both ways.
And
I've seen that happen. No, it does work both ways, but I'm just saying.
Most of the time it's the men.
If it does go both ways.
Yes.
You can't really sit there and say most. A lot of the times, and with our people, okay, you know, even if a person doesn't grow up in dysfunction, still they might end up in a dysfunctional relationship because their parents haven't explained to them what to look for in a mate. So they're out there just amongst the wolves, you know.
Right.
So it's not that most women are opportunists and you find, you know, women saying most guys are opportunists or whatever the case may be. People don't know what to even look for in a mate. So you end up in this unequally yoked relationship. Like, dang, this man and this woman is just sitting up here using me. It's your choice to be there. I'm a person, like I always say, for personal responsibility. You got to take that time out, and we got to start talking to our kids of what to look for in someone. It's in our Bible, Proverbs 31, and the woman told us, her son, what to look for in a woman. So if I'm going to be that woman, then, of course, I would need a man that's equally yoked of me or better. Unequally yoked, it'll never work. Somebody in a relationship, if it's unequally equally yoked, will be the opportunist. If I, you know, just put that out there.
I'm really, I know I keep saying it every time you talk, because it's funny when we talk to each other, we talk ish, but I really like your mind, young lady. I'm very impressed with my own sister. You're a sharp little Negro, dog. I'm gonna just say on everything. I was drunk last night and I had shedded one of them missing mama tears. I'll be honest.
You could have called. Hold on, my voicemail. I was at the Nutcracker. You couldn't have called me. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. I would love to hear the message later too.
Let me tell you what happened last night. Oh, I left you a drunk message. You know what? I think I was emailing mugs and everything last night. I was just drunk. It's over. I miss you. How you doing? You're the best friend. Anyway, no, dealing with your daddy. Yeah, talking to your dad. Because you know what he does, Jay? He like to call me and then tell me to have a drink with him. And I'd be like, Daddy, I ain't got no liquor. He'd be like, well, go to the store and get you some. You rich mother. I know you got money. You know what I'm saying? So I went. I ain't going to lie, y'all. I was getting drunk. And you know what's crazy, Jay? Me, Dad, and Clayton was all drunk last night. We was all drunk. Listen, we was all drunk. And I'm recording. I'm in recording drunk. What? No, listen, right? So we was all drunk last night, right? It's funny. Danny called me, told me to go get a drink. So I had a drink. I talked to him for about an hour. Then I called Clayton. Clayton called me. Jay, you should have heard your brother. Here go Clay. Yeah, boy, I see y'all. Boy. Hey, look. I ain't going to talk your ear off. And then 3 hours later, you know what I'm saying? But I'm getting drunk on the phone with Dad and Clayton. And then I started looking over pictures of Mom. And I ain't going to lie, Jade, I had a little, you know how I get. It's hard to think about it sometimes, you know, because even though it's been so many years, that's still my fucking mom. Excuse me. God damn it. Dang, I tried not to cut.
It was out of emotion. Just keep it moving.
Right. That's still my mama. You understand what I'm saying? Even though, like I said, she's gone, but I'm going to tell you something. Candace, my baby girl, Candace Smith, made all A's on her report card. And, Jay, when I listen to you talk, it really brings so much of – she's gone from the planet, but when I listen to you talk and I see my baby making straight A's in school, it just really brings joy to my heart because I know her, knew her very well, and I know how what she would think. And Jade, I'm gonna tell you right now, from your oldest brother, your mother will be very proud of you. You are an intelligent little Negro. I gotta give it to you.
Oh, thank you,
Jay.
I really appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you because you know
you still
have to understand my brother has never spent time with me outside of us, you know, hanging out.
Oh, Jay, let me ask you. You didn't get that post I put on your wall with the mystical I smell smoke?
And you know what? I responded back. I was like, I thought it would be 50 Cent. You know, go show it. It's your birthday. I thought that was really cool when we came to visit you in college.
Right,
we had to get together for your birthday. That's what I thought.
I'm going to tell you about that. Y'all, we got a story. Y'all, don't let me forget, Jay, to share that story of when I visited you in college. Because, family, it's a very funny story. About 10 years ago. Now you laughing because you remember. All right, what we gonna do right now, y'all? I gotta tell the story, Jay. That's funny. This is entertainment. Hey, you can still run for president. Hell, I'm running for vice president, but I gotta tell it because Jay, remember, you didn't inhale. No, I'm just. Hey,
oh
I wanna go ahead.
I'm
I wanna
so
go ahead, y'all, and let this gorgeous. Say what?
Well, my brother used to work a night job.
Oh, wait, we're going to talk about that in a minute. All right, everybody, I want y'all to take a moment because, you know, I'm a promoter. I'm a man about town. I'm always meeting beautiful, lovely, gorgeous women, and I want y'all to meet this young lady. Her name is Blaine. Drop that gorgeous. She came to kick it with us live on the Trey Love Show today, and I want y'all to follow this young lady because she's going to be doing some work for me, some hosting with me, modeling and acting and all kind of stuff. And look on my Facebook, y'all, and join this lady right now. But I'm going to let her give y'all more information. So we're going to take a little break, y'all, and listen to Blaine Hemphill running. Talk to him, baby.
Yo, what's good, everyone? How y'all doing out there? It's your girl, Blaine the Model, from North Carolina, tuning in to my boy, Trey Love Show. He's getting in, acting a fool, man. Totally out of control in here. Got me rolling. But, you know, for more information about me, contact me on Google, you know what I'm saying, keyword, Blaine Hemphill, or you can also type in Blaine the Model, and you spell that B-L-A-Y-N-E, and my last name is H-E-M-P-H-I-L-L. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, same name. And Blaine's World, coming soon. I'm chopping it up with everybody. With Khalifa, with Harris, you know what I'm saying, Kid Kamikaze, everybody's on there. I'm on there. So come check me out, man. It's good being on your show, and it's good talking to y'all. Tune into my life and my promising future.
All right.
Hey, whole world, goddammit. Hell yeah. Hey, I be having these models over here. I know dudes, I would be mad with me if I wasn't me, I'd be mad with me. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I gotta apologize to the haters. You know why? Because like I said, if I wasn't straight love,
I'll probably be mad with me too, but y'all make sure you check out, man, because she's a cute old thing. You hear me? I'm gonna just say, fellas, y'all know I've been talking about doing a nude shot. Look at her page. She's fine. She ain't scared. She ain't scared. And God, and I'm gonna say this, fellas, I'm gonna keep it real. God bless her. Hey, Greg, am I lying? Yeah, Dre said church. All right, what we gonna do? I gotta see what's up with Knight Rider, because she said we got people that's calling in, y'all hanging up. Don't hang up, y'all. When y'all
don't
call in, get online. We want to hear from y'all. You know what I'm saying? The Trey Love Show is not about just one person. The Trey Love Show, like I said, to the family, yo, it's about the people, man. I'm trying to reach the people. I'm using my voice and the opportunity on EOTM to reach the people. That's what it's all about. So, she got me on the display. As soon as we come back, I want to talk about the next song I'm going to play, y'all. The gentleman who I'm going to play has become a friend of mine. Some of you, all of you know him. You know what I'm saying? I being in L.A., having an opportunity to, when I'm at the club, could you imagine how this feels? And this is for the people that's been knowing me, and this is for the people that look at life and say, hey, I'm going for it. When you're in a club and you're going to see Rick Ross, right, and you are on the red carpet, VIP, you in L.A., and then Lil Zane sees you and goes, what's up, Trey? Come on. And he walks you to the back of the club. You know what I'm saying? And you rolling through the club with Lil Zane. You know what I mean? It's I'm going to just say this. It's an awesome and dynamic feeling because the powers that be, y'all, I'm out here, I'm plugging every day. And I'm playing this song for my boy. Shout out to Lil Zane, man. Y'all seen him in everything, man, even movies with Eddie Murphy, man. And I know he got some new stuff dropping, but the cut we're going to go on and play right now is the one I like. He played it live on my show, on the Trey Love Show. Put it in my lap.
Oh, man. Put it in my lap. Put it in my lap.
Oh, that's good.
I'm in love with a stripper, call me T-Pain.
I got
shorty thicker than the sneaker, so you know I had to dip her. I'm drunk off that liquor, I ain't dizzy, that's for we be buying at the bar, what you drinking, I'ma get ya. Second bitches, purple ketchup in my switcher. I ball like Jerry Fish, she call me daddy like a switcher. She said she got a sister, and you know they got a history. Me and B&B, so watch it pop up in the picture. So I put it in my lap, then I threw a couple stacks. Then she took me to the back and let me eat it from the back. Like the way I hit the cat, gave me all my money back. Then she asked me if I rap and can I put her on the track. Man, her head game was crazy, her brain was insane. Like I was Lil Wayne. Drop it like it's hot and she started up a flame. This track is bananas, man, it's just seeing Lil Zane.
You might be getting out.
Thank you.
Hey, is the family? I'm back. Family, I'm sorry. I'm going through stuff. People in here, you know, they're drinking wine on me, y'all. They having, and Yolanda told me not to drink no more Hennessy, so I'm not drinking Hennessy no more, and I don't want y'all to drink it either. Because why you laughing? You can't play with my yo-yo. Well, I'm going to go ahead and bring my program director in. She wanted to jump in and chime in, so my program director would go ahead and get something to say. And then we got a little quick interview, y'all. Like I told them about the people, one of my good friends that's banging the business is on the line. So go ahead, Carla, E-O-T-M, Simpson.
Carla!
Hey, y'all. What's up? What's up? I definitely wanted to chime in on this. This is a great topic, and loyalism and opportunism, it can go a number of different ways. So I just wanted to break down to your listeners a definition of an opportunist. In my opinion, an opportunist is a person who takes actions, makes decisions, and incites changes without regard to principles or consequences. In the business world, an opportunist is someone who builds wealth by taking money, often unscrupulously, from another. Now, another business definition is one person who skips from one business opportunity to another, like an MLM junkie, staying with long enough to cause problems in the community and then leave. Now, there is a third trend in the business world. This involves someone who exploits trends, conditions, and the marketplace to cut, you know, create a niche that may not have been there before. Now, on the bad side of this ticket is a number of different things, but I think the third definition is the opportunism that I'm, you know, that's me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a person who watches, like, the different business trends, and then I try to capitalize on that. So I think in that aspect, I am an opportunist, and I am a loyalist as well. And I think everybody in business, if you're in business for yourself, you have to be an opportunist. I think that you just have to know how to, like, separate and know who to be an opportunist to and who to be loyal to. I'll say something really quick. This is law number 19 from 48 Laws of Power, Robert Greene. And law 19 is know who you're dealing with, do not offend the wrong person. And this can definitely go side by side with your topic. Law 19 goes on to say that there are many different kinds of people in the world, and you can never assume that everyone will react to your strategies in the same way. Deceive or outmaneuver some people, and they will spend the rest of their lives seeking revenge. They are wolves in lamb's clothing. Now, you choose your victims and opponents carefully, then never offend or deceive the wrong person. So I think that Law 19 would definitely go hand in hand with trying to understand if you're going to be an opportunist or a loyal person, and you know exactly how you're going to work that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's strategy with everybody in business that you deal with. And that's just my two cents.
Wow. Hey, well, Carla, you know what? I'm going to say this. You may not be my mama child, but damn.
You stupid.
That was smart. I like that. I like smart women. That was kind of like, you broke that down. And it made plenty of sense, too. Think about what I'm really putting into perspective the way you broke it down. First of all, Carla, I like the way you did your research. I hope the listeners are paying attention to that. She researched. She gave the definition to the word, so it wasn't just to be saying something. That was really nice. That was really nice, Carla. Thank you for that input. I want to expound on it. Like you said, being an entrepreneur, and you know, when you're in business for yourself, you do have to somewhat be an opportunist, and that law from the 48 laws is very, very true. You do have to be careful in who you with who you do business with and the way you handle things. I'm going to say this, and I'm just careful with the way I put things out there. Like I said, my opinions aren't to be EOTM doesn't have responsibility for my opinions or what's said. But even recently, with something as tragic as that publicist that was murdered, that young lady, I can't think of her name offhand, but that was very, very tragic. I'm going to say this to the family, not knowing what went on, because I have no details on it, but people don't just get killed just because, sometimes it does happen. Yeah, you do have random acts of violence, but straight up, y'all, let's be 100. That kind of seemed like a hit, and when like I said, I'm just talking, you know, this is not, you know, I don't have any proven police stuff, but I do watch The Sopranos, and Let me stop. I'm going to get whooped for that. But what I'm saying is, you know, you do have to be mindful when you do have an issue with somebody. Like, for example, you know, I've talked about, you know, different things and people hating on me. And the family knows. I know my sister knows. I actually have been shot January 29th. 2008, Thug Miss. Y'all, we got Thug Miss in the building live at the Sugar Shack. Gonna put on in a minute. But I actually got shot January 29th, 2001. It was 19 shells at the scene. I got shot in the back. I used to be very, a little more boisterous than I am now when I was younger. I mean, I could, you know, I still can throw these hands, but, you know, I used to really be kind of, I'm not gonna say gangster, but, you know, I was known to, you know, pack that heat. And then I didn't care about fighting. You know what I'm saying? I did care about living. But if you disrespected me back in the days when I was a little rougher than I am now, I didn't have no problem dealing with you. But when, you know, the Heavenly Father sought to save my life and not have me die, I realized that I have to be careful. So I'm going to be honest with you. In certain times, in certain instances, I may be upset, y'all, about money. I may be upset about, and, you know, honestly, I'm a pimp with mine. So, you know, not my yo-yo, but them other girls that I mess with that, you know, say they mess with another dude. You know what I'm saying? You don't get all bent out of shape. You just take it with a grain of salt. And you keep it pushing. So you do have to be mindful. But see, here's the trick, though. When you, and it's happened in business with me, and not to brag, but I am becoming a heavyweight in the industry. So when I try to help people or someone screws me over, be mindful of who you roll with, because as God is blessing me, I'm not saying this to be, oh, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to do people wrong. But as God gives me the blessings, there are some people, and I'm not going to even front and act as if I would give them a glass of water. And I'm not saying that to say that, oh, I'm going to make it and then be this evil person. It's not that. But when people screw you over, I'm sorry. That's the reason I am loyal, guys, is because the way I look at it, if you don't do me right, right, if you don't do me right, when I get to where I'm going, I wish you the best on your travels, whoever you are. But if you mess me around, don't be thinking, oh, hey, what's up, Trey, because I don't know you. And I'm going to tell you, there's some people that are from my past, and I'm not even going to say no names, but people that I've worked with, even, you know, EOTM knows who a few of these people are, but these people know exactly who they are. You know what I'm saying? Some people that I've worked with doing comedy shows and stuff in the past and have literally lied on me, y'all, screwed me over and stuff like that. So I wouldn't say that I'm an opportunist for the way I'm going to treat them. I'd say I'm being loyal to me and the people that's been loyal to me. And you just, everybody ain't going to be right. You know what I'm saying? Some people just have that that I'm going to get it mentality, and they don't ever take other people into consideration. One thing I do, y'all, I'm going to tell you why I keep pushing the way I do, because I'm a praying man. See, that's something that y'all don't know. Y'all think Trey Lovo, he's just wild, sex-crazed, lunatic. He talk all that stuff. He be at the player's ball. He think he a pimp. Yeah, I give y'all that image. I hope y'all enjoy it. It's for the entertainment. But behind these closed doors, when I'm by myself, I look to God. I put the creator, the grand architect of the universe, in his perspective place in my life. I don't know about yours, but I put him first. So when I put him first, everything else falls in line the way it's supposed to. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to go ahead and let my sister get on, let Don get on, and then from there, I want Thug Miss to go ahead and say, you know, spit a few bars since she done came to support us in the building and give her opinion on loyalism versus opportunism. Also, you all know that my attorney's in the house, the community lawyer, so we're going to go on and give her some shine. And, guys, I'm going to tell you, start emailing me, y'all, because what we're doing is black people don't realize that you need lawyers for everything. A lot of us, you know, look at expensive things and what we can't afford. Let's stop saying what we can't afford and start realizing we need to start doing certain things. Let's be smart about what we do. It's a great investment. Trust me, in everything you do, even with the stuff that Carla EOTM Simpson is doing. The woman is amazing. She's an entrepreneur. She put this radio show together. She's active. She's a publicist. She's making moves. And, you know, and all of the entrepreneurs need to realize you're going to need an attorney some way, shape, or form, you know. And if you guys look at the way I operate, I try to live my life as an example. You see, who did I choose to be my manager? I went to Yo-Yo's sister. You understand what I'm saying? I'm in Hollywood. Why not go right to the bank? You understand what I'm saying? I have an attorney I keep on deck. I even have a caterer I keep on deck. I got John That's Hot with his film. You know what I'm saying? I got a brother that's going to shoot some stuff for me. Got to shout out my boy Nick. He's a writer. Dramaganza, a rapper. You got to think. I surround myself with the right people, and I'm loyal to these people because I need these people. So when you think about, like this is something to think about. When you and that's one thing, and I'm going to have to give Carla her props, and this kind of goes to her. It, you know, because I've had, you know, my, like I say, you know, with Shantae, and then, you know, when EOTM, we had, you know, certain things happen. But you know what? I knew, this is one thing I knew I needed Carla. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know if she needed Trey Love, but I know Trey Love needed EOTM and Trey Love needed Carla. So what I did was, like I said, I'm an example. I courted the relationship. I kept in touch with Carla. I always had good things to say to and about Carla. And that's why I'm able right now to get on this radio and talk all this shit to y'all air Sunday from 4 to 6, and I ain't going to ever stop, baby. I'm going to just buy Carla some wine, no Hennessy, but vodka, wine, cheese, crackers, and anything else that she needs. All right, Jay, go ahead and run a little something, and then we're going to go on and put Breaker Dawn back in the building.
Yeah. Well, one thing, you kind of have to look at the old saying, you know, when you go up that ladder, when you step on people the wrong way, you burn those bridges, those same people that you stepped on going up, you have to face them coming back down. So, you know, you do have to be mindful and careful about what you do in any business, you know, opportunity or whatever the case may be. There's nothing wrong with moving forward if there is, you know, a correct opportunity, but there's a way that you do everything. Just like it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. You know, and if you can become a master at that, then, I mean, really, and when it comes to, you know, entrepreneuring or entertainment or whatever, you know, even if you are a teacher or whatever the case may be, because I used to be a fifth grade teacher. So, you know, whatever the case may be, you do have to be mindful of, you know, people and their feelings, and yeah, it's business, but hey, it's still people. Their feelings come into play, and in, you know, into those things. A lot of, especially if it's you know, a lot of people don't distinguish between the two, even though you're supposed to. It's in your best interest to do so. It doesn't happen often. So
beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for your thoughts, little sis. We're gonna go ahead and let Breaker Dawn chime in and give us some love. What's up with you, Don? Go on and I see you over there, Carla King Gilroy. Long as they know Big Pimpin' over there, Carla Simpson. Go ahead and expound on that a little bit, Donnie Poole, real quick.
I just want to say I totally agree, because I was just saying that I think all of us have opportunity. We're all of us are opportunists, to be honest with you. But sometimes when you just, it's just not good to be a scandalous opportunist. Of course, we have to use that in the business that we're in, if it's entertainment, if it's just in the corporate business, everything like that. I think everybody has that in them, and sometimes you have to be, you have to have that kind of in you to make your business succeed. But there's people out there that are just scandalous with it, and that's what I don't like, because that shows me that you have no you're not loyal at all, and you won't be. And you're going to bounce from place to place to place. And you just burn your bridges like that. This business, let me tell you something, this word of mouth is a weapon. And people meet people from word of mouth, and I just feel like you don't want to burn your bridges, and a lot of people do that. So it just boils down to that you can be an opportunist, but just don't be so scandalous with it, because some of them are there just for themselves. They think about themselves, and it's all about them. So
I want to say this. You know, I want to expand on that, Don, because our relationship is really it's really good to for the point, because what the family doesn't know is, yeah, I met you and your sister over a year ago, and I'm gonna just tell people it took a while. Don wasn't fooling with me, you know, and I laugh when people come out and say, oh, I'm gonna move to LA and I'm gonna go on and make it. Well, I'd be like, and you're gonna make it maybe like 6 months. It took me a year just to get out and have lunch with me. lunch with me. And y'all, I'm a tip, but see, I'm gonna tell you, I stayed consistent, didn't I, Don?
Yes.
I kept begging.
Yes.
I say, look, just have lunch with me. And you know, the Trey Love thing comes off a little brash sometimes, so it may scare people. But for those of you who have gotten close to me the way Don is, you know, once you realize that I was, because I explained to her, I say, just sit down and talk to me. Because that Trey Love thing, like, honestly, it's a facade. When you get to know Lewis as a man, you'll realize that I'm about my game and I'm about my business and I am loyal. But see, here's the thing about the opportunity. For the people that I'm loyal to, this is one thing I learned when I became a Mason, was how to keep my mouth shut. Now, that's something I might tell Carla that I ain't going to tell Don. That's a lot of things that I tell Yo-Yo that I ain't going to tell Don or Carla or none of y'all, because that's going to be me and Yolanda's business. What?
Okay.
Why you
wait a minute.
But at the same time, family, like they say, you have to know who to be loyal to. So think about it, family. Like when a lot of girls, y'all, oh, my God, since me and Yo got engaged,
My inbox is going off. These women are pissed at me. Baby, don't be pissed. I ain't married yet. I'm still available for sex. Until I'm married.
I'm still available.
Oh,
so, until it's just an engagement, lady.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do with
you? I'm being real. You know, my wife know me. She knows. She said, baby, do your thing. But when it's, but like I said, not only, I told y'all before, not only can she get it, but she can have it. And the day that we get married, it's going to be, we're going to have a funeral for the people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special in-studio guest. I want y'all to start clapping right now and give it up for my friend and yours, my homegirl. You know she hot, baby, because she is dipped all the way in the wing sauce, baby. Dipped in the wing sauce. This is my Negro, my homie, Thug Miss.
Thug Miss.
Hey, what's going on? Thug Miss in the building. Yeah, you know, Thug Miss is in the building. You know, I'm representing it for the ladies. I'm from the West Coast of L.A. You know, I'm carrying on that Thug Life, you know, legacy of Tupac, but I'm never a gangster. You know, I'm about to speak about real stuff, things that's going on, you know, that I'm sure many folks, many, many people can relate to. So, yeah, I see we talk about loyalty versus opportunity. Me being a female rapper in this game, basically all the loyalty is within self. I've learned, like, when I just do things right, I be loyal to people, I be loyal to myself, and I be loyal to my goals and what I'm trying to accomplish in life. Things fall through. It's been plenty of times I ran into people that say they're going to help me, people that can say this and do this and then have me, like, giving my hopes up and everything, and next thing you know, they turn it against me and they use it some kind of way to make them be more successful than I am. But it's all a test, and it all just, you know, tests you to see how bad you want it and to see how dedicated you are to what you really want. And, you know, just like Trey was speaking up on earlier, I really, really just keep all my faith in God. You know, I speak to him, I tell him, you know, what I want, and I just have faith in that. And I kind of, like, just still trust people until they show me something that, you know, shows me that, okay, you can't be trusted no more, and then I just keep it pushing. So it's just basically like that. You know, as long as I be true to myself and who I am, I'm sure everything will fall into place.
Do a shout-out to yourself. Tell them where they can find you on Facebook, Twitter, and all that.
Yes, you could definitely find me on Facebook. I'm Thug Miss, the only one on Facebook. You can also, I'm also on MySpace. My music is on, I have a CD out called Hood Notes right now. I'm working on a mixtape, but you can listen to Hood Notes on CDBaby.com, on iTunes, on MySpace. I'm all over with it. I do shows all around LA, all around Hollywood, everywhere. I'm out there. Just look out for your girl. Find all my information on Facebook, and that's what it is. I'm coming out hard.
Yeah, hold on. All right, hey, y'all just heard from Devin. Check this out, y'all. That's Thug Miss. I want you, hey, if y'all look on my Facebook page, please go to this video, y'all. I call it dipped in the wing sauce. We was in here writing one time working on some stuff. And you'll see my old girl. She couldn't help. I had her laughing so hard because, see, when y'all come by, I'm saying, ladies, be scared, but all I'm going to do is put some wings on the grill, and then I'm going to dip them in the wings. Hey, we got to get you in rotation on the EOTM radio show, y'all. Thug Miss, is this some of your music right here?
Yeah, that's some of our new stuff. That's the new stuff that I'm working on.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get that. I'm going to get that MP3 over to my program director so that we can go on and get that on deck. So before I go to the music, I want to check in with my people and see if my sister or my beautiful sister-in-law got something to say. And then from there, we're going to go into a very special song by a very special young lady who broke into the game in O-10. I mean O-10. I meant 10. Ain't no O in front of 10, huh? Forget y'all. Don't judge me. Don't none of y'all. You're sitting there laughing at me. Thank you.
Okay, you said you're sitting somewhere, huh?
Somebody got my back. Miss, got my back. to my lady sister. Where you at? Can I talk?
Oh, me, hey. I'm right here. Look, I didn't go anywhere.
Oh, okay. You got something to say, baby girl?
No, I really do, to be honest with you. It's just a pleasure. It is a breath of fresh air to be a part of this, because you understand, you know, media-wise, the media portrays us as being just so foolish, you know, only from one perspective. It's really a pleasure to be on the radio with people of color, with a common goal, a common ground, to just enlighten our people, you know, and that's just a blessing in itself. And because, you know, a lot of people may not understand that, you know, you're running over people, you know, and you're hurting their feelings, or you're damaging, you know, vital or important relationships. And so addressing a topic, you know, such as being loyal and opportunist, when you take all the different perspectives in mind, it really just, you have to be knowledgeable enough or smart enough to play it by ear. Given the situation, there are going to be situations where you need to be loyal. Given the situation, it's going to be a time to take advantage of that opportunity. But it's how you do it so you don't burn a bridge. So it's still technically, even though you're taking advantage of that opportunity, you're still being loyal to whomever it is, whether it's a business partner, friend, family, whatever. And so I just want to say, you know, thank you to my brother for allowing me. Thank you to Don for putting my brother on the air, and I'm happy to be a part of this.
Oh, no, I got to get a credit where it's due. Now, Don keeps making sure I got to my fiance, but Carla EOTM Simpson.
I've done other stuff besides that, too. I'm not responsible for the radio, but I have done other things besides get him engaged.
Thank you, Jay. Making my dream come true. And you know what? I don't care what nobody says.
EOTM, Carla, whomever. Lucky you.
Hey, Carla.
It's all in the same family, boo. It's all the same family.
But I'm going to say this, and before I take it to song, let me see something, because I think I got a couple of my callers in. Program director, is a pastor in on the line, or a Rhonda Nicole? Just text them two people for me real quick before I take it to the mute.
Okay.
They hit me on Facebook texting me, and like, Rhonda, is that you? Or Ben. All right, they are not online, so before I take it to the music, I just want to say that that was a very good statement, and Jade, you are right. You know, we are people of color, and this is our opportunity to be able to talk, and it's not put in a context where we're like what I call censored, so to speak. I am, for my own career building, trying to watch my language and things like that. But at the same time, family, this is a forum. You know what I'm saying? I want the Straight Love Show to be a forum. It's entertaining, but also I want to make sure that with the voice that God gave me, anytime that I can help someone or I can teach someone something, that's what I'm going to do, because that's what I'm put here to do. I have to fulfill my obligation on this planet. Judge. Now, this next song is by a gorgeous young lady. And you know what? I'm going to say it straight up. There's my baby, Candace Smith. If you look on Facebook, you see pictures of my baby. She is drop dead beautiful, gorgeous. And she already told me she wants to be in the entertainment business. She wants to be an actress, a model. And like my sister says, she's every bit of me. Her charm, her swag. When y'all going to be seeing a lot more of Candace Smith, that's going to be Gilroy. The next generation. That's my daughter. And I love all my children the same. But that little girl right there, she just up under her daddy heart, man. And I mean, no matter what people say about me, it's one thing I'm going to say about that little girl right there. She's loyal. That little cat is loyal. That's my child. She is loyal. And I want Candace to know, young lady, I appreciate you. I appreciate you and I love you. You my child, baby. And every time I hear this song, I think about you, because I know that had I had the opportunity to grow you, you know, to be around you more growing up, baby, I'm telling you, we would have been 10 times platinum by now. So 2 years, you'd be 18, you get out west to L.A., baby, and your daddy and you going to make movie millions. You hear me, baby? It's going to be the father-daughter connect, baby. I'm telling you, Candace, church, daddy coming, baby. Trust me, we ain't got but a little more time. You know, it's like doing time, baby. You know, don't worry, you'll be 18 in 2 years. But we're going to go on and take it to this song, man, because this next song I dedicated to my little girl, baby. This is from your daddy to you. The next one going to be Candace Smith, but for now we're going to play Willow Smith. Go on and kick it, Carla.
I went my hair back and forth.
dedicated to the most beautiful thing I have ever laid eyes on in my life, Candace Smith. That was from your daddy to you. I got one of my partners online, man. Let me just tell a story before I bring this brother in. Y'all, it's been a long, hard road for me, and I've had so many blessings along the way. And this brother that's about to come online, I'm going to have him discuss some loyalty versus opportunism. Me and this brother have worked together. I mean, y'all, you know, for those of you who know and been kind of watching my career, I'm born in Chicago by way of Miami. I was raised in Florida, and I got like, man, my career was taking off, y'all. I'm talking about films, commercials, and this brother was right there with me making this happen. But I'm going to tell you, this dude is running 8 million miles per hour. I mean, honestly, one of my best friends in the entertainment business. We've been down, man, it's got to be 15 years at this point. But I want to welcome to the Trey Love Show. And I'm going to tell you, right now, you're watching him on TV every day, y'all. There's a commercial, a McDonald's commercial that's out. I'm sitting up. I got out the shower one day. And you know, that's what I love about being in this business. You know, you jump out the shower and you're just watching your friends on TV. I'm like, look, this knucklehead eating a sandwich. But I want to welcome him to the Trey Love Show, man. We're going to do a little interview with him and then let him tell a story about my background. You know, just different stories and things that we went through. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, y'all. Bashir, what's up, B?
What they do, though?
What's up, man?
Representing the CO5.
That's what I'm talking about, man. What's going on?
Man, I'm still glad to have you on the show, man. I'm laughing because you my guy, man. If people don't even
know,
you
man.
Know what I'm
yo,
saying?
Yo, I was cracking up. I was entertained. I was taking notes. You name it, I was doing it. I was
for
like,
sure.
Man, I got to take some notes and stuff. And for a second, when you guys were talking about loyalty and all that stuff, I was like, man, I hope they're not talking about LeBron because he's in my team now, and I hope he's loyal. So,
you feel me?
Yeah.
Hey, LeBron is a prime example
of this
though. Show.
I'll be real.
Wow. Boy, you wow.
But anyway, what they do, man?
Well, first of all, man, welcome to the show. And y'all, this dude here, man, very talented brother. I'm going to post some stuff on him on my Facebook so y'all can check this dude out, man. Me and this cat go back a million years. We, man, big friends, do a lot of laughing, a lot of macking, and, man, had so much fun together. B, I want you to tell them about the commercials that they can see you in now. Also, I want you to tell them about the project because I know you and the other gentleman that you was in the movie with, I know y'all shot a project, man, that was hilarious. Tell the family where they can go and find your links and look you up.
Oh, of course. You can definitely go to www.makeithappenhollywood.com. It's a web series that we did like about, it's going to be almost a year now. It's a comedy. It's about two brothers, you know, from Miami, just coming down, doing their thing, and getting themselves in trouble and trying to, you know, make it happen. They basically, you know, there's no complication about it. It's just basically two guys trying to make it happen in every sense way of the word. And, you know, you can catch both episodes there. We're actually looking on pitching it to Comedy Central and some other places that, you know, taking a look at it and see if, you know, can make something happen with it. And,
well,
you know,
go ahead.
Definitely Google me. You go ahead.
No, go ahead. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it's pretty, you know, that's one of the shows that, you know, we decided to do it ourselves because, you know, I'm realizing that we got to come up with our own opportunity, you know what I'm saying? As much as it is to go out here to grind and do all the stuff that we have to do as actors, as performers, as artists, you know, a lot of time, especially nowadays, especially with the opportunities that you have to do your own stuff, we're taking advantage of it, and we want to be one of the very few, you know, very few people that are actually taking advantage of this new media and taking advantage of it and bringing out really good product, you know, and good product for African Americans, anybody that's, you know, a minority, because they're slowly taking us out.
Wow. I hope every listener paid attention to what my brother just said, man, because it's funny because I'm hearing a lot of people say that it seems as if, you know, when you're watching these TV shows and whatnot now, you know, a lot of people are complaining about reality TV. I'm not taking anything from anybody or, like I said, I'm not saying to degrade, but, I mean, realistically, some of these stuff, and I'm not even going to say no names because I got to protect myself. I might be working with one of these MFs tomorrow, so I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, hey, girl, you know how media is. Well, you said on the Trey Love Show, no, I didn't say ish. You ain't hit me, say nothing. Hey, I'm going to be like, that was Bashir. No, I'm going to throw it on you, dog. Hey, I'm going to be an opportunist on that one. That wasn't me. That was him. But I just want to say straight up, we got to entertain, man. And that's something that, you know, B and I have worked with the same film companies, you know what I mean? And we were doing a lot in Florida, but it does seem as if, and this is not to be just trying to throw a race card, but our faces are really not being given the exposure that they should. So people such as you and myself, B, I got to give us credit, man. You know, when I was rolling through 3rd and Promenade and saw you out here, it's kind of like, B, remember all the people that were in Florida, man, all the other actors and actresses that we knew when we was on set, and then you look at, like they say, cream rise to the top, bro. We left everything to come out west because we knew we had something. And, brother, I must congratulate you. I want to congratulate you and say to the family, y'all better pay attention to the people that I bring on this show, because in 5 to 10 years, these are the people that you're going to see in heavy rotation. We're not going, and I'm telling you right now, we're not going to be sitting back waiting on the network. If y'all paying attention to what I'm doing, we're going to be creating our own network, people. Chuck.
Exactly.
You know what
I mean, it's time. It's definitely time to do that also. You know, I mean, we have the opportunities now. It's like, you know, at the same time, I understand and I see the struggle, and I see, like, you know, how they're slowly, like, not putting us in movies. But at the same time, I'm like, there's no excuse why we shouldn't make our own movie, you know, and we just got to be more selective. Hello?
Hello? And that's, yeah, I'm right here, bro. You preach in church.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, there's no excuse for us now to say, oh, they're not putting us in movies, that's messed up. All right, well, make your own movie. Even if you got to do the white version of whatever version that you thought that we should be in, F that. I want to be an Inception. I want to be able to dream and stuff. There could be black people dreaming like that, you know what I'm saying? We're not the only people that don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see movies like that, and I go, as wonderful and beautiful it is, and, you know, I was like, wow, this is amazing, but it's hard for me to watch a movie like that and go as if, like, we don't think that way or we can't do films like that. You know what I'm saying? It hurts my heart. It really does hurt my heart. And I'm like, why don't we start doing films that pertain to that kind of level of quality, too? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we always, you know, wanted to do something, and this is the time. This is the time to do it. And we have all the opportunities now. All the opportunities are open. It's really up to us to take advantage and do it. And, you know, and man up about it. That's it. There's no more
real
excuses,
talk.
And you got to take advantage of it. That's it.
Real talk. Hey, everybody, look my boy up. Tell them where they can find you on Facebook and Twitter real quick, B.
Facebook, you just, you know, type in my name, Bashir Sylvain, BECHIRSYLVAIN. And then, again, Make It Happen. If you go to Make It Happen Hollywood, www.makeithappenhollywood.com, you can definitely check me out there, and you know, you can look out for my McDonald's commercial once in a while during the games and stuff. I'm the one eating the Big Mac and making a big mess. Yes, I was typecast. That's right. I'm not ashamed of it.
Hey, I would tell y'all like this here. I done made a commercial before, so that commercial money, I know you got a woman, but ladies, I'm telling you right now, you stay close, because he I'm going to say it like this. Your rich mother, I better not come over your house. I'm going to James your couch. I'm going to say,
Not yet.
Hey, you were fooling
me.
I had a commercial before. I know how them checks look. So I'm going to come over your house, and I'm going to act just like Rick James. I'm going to say, what's up, Negro? Then I'm going to sit on your couch and help your couch, Negro.
And you never gave me money. I'm going to be silly with it, though. I'm already working on my toilet paper. Toilet paper shoe.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, though. I already told you that idea. You remember?
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, don't forget, we still got work to do, man. Whenever you're ready to film.
Hey.
Oh, and I got to shout out John Reesburg, B. I got a guy right now, man. We taking over, man. We doing short films. I shot a short today. And, B, I'm just going to say it because, see, I have nothing to hide. It's things that God blessed me with, and I could be all secretive about it. Some stuff I ain't going to tell y'all. But I'm going to say this, because I know for a fact you're going to be there. And I'm going to go ahead and propose this opportunity to you right on the Trey Love Show. Bashir, I'm asking you to be in a film that I'm producing, directing, writing, working on the editing, starring in, and I want you to be one of my main actors in a film that I'm doing. That is already,
you know, that,
waiting on me.
You don't even have to ask me. You don't have to ask me. You just have to tell me the time. That's all. You just got to tell
what?
Me the time.
You know what? I just wanted to show out for the radio. You know, see that's what these people, see, to people like that, to the listeners, okay, let's talk loyalists, let's talk opportunists. This is my friend.
Yeah.
Did you hear the way he answered the question? He said you don't have to ask because it's the same on this end. See, some of y'all cats, and I ain't gonna lie, LA is notorious for this. First thing, well, you know, what kind of budget you looking like? Look, let me tell you something, dog. You see the economy.
I got a budget on my EBT card. I'm broke, you broke, and you want to charge me, and I ain't got nothing. I'm going to tell you like this. It's the ones that's going to get down dirty, do what we need to do, and we're going to make it happen together. Because trust me, it's money on the other side, but let's get that first.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
Let's get
create that
family.
Opportunity, man. And we got to start somehow. You got to start somewhere, man. You got to start somewhere. And a lot of people, you know, it's funny to me how people are just, you know, very cautious about certain things. And they're like, oh, you know, well, I don't think that's, you know, a good thing for me or whatever. And I'm like, you know, if it's an opportunity and it's good, why not? You know what I'm saying? If it's not degrading you, it's not making you look bad, okay, cool. But people are so money hungry nowadays. And it's like the economy is bad. I'm like, how are you going to be money hungry when the whole state of California is broke?
Right.
They're charging
right.
a whole lot of money for parking tickets and stuff, just trying to make their money back. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm like, yeah,
no. You know what? Hey, when you said that, everybody in the house was like, yeah.
It's
I mean, you got to come out next week. You got to come out next week, B.
How are you going to spend $2 on the meter and then the ticket is $60? Like, who did the math? Somebody failed math. Somebody failed math on this stuff. I'm sorry. Whoever did that ticket thing failed math. He did, and he went back to college because that makes no sense. You're going to go from $2 to $60.
Oh, God.
But I'm definitely down to work, you know, that. And actually, I just finished doing a short right now as we speak, and you're definitely going to look out for it. It's something called Duh. I'm doing a little sketch comedy just to start off the new year. It's called Duh. It's the same concept of The Secret, but it's called Yeah. You're gonna see once you see the concept, it's over. It's all
right. Hey B, you are Creole, right?
I'm sorry?
You're Haitian, right?
Yes. No, yes, sir. It's like
okay. I wanna say this to all the people. See, this is another thing. What happens is I know my boy Bashir, we're from Florida, and it's a lot of Haitians and Cubans in Florida, and the culture is really mixed, and I'm gonna say this. When things happen, a lot of times, you know, a month later, a few years later, like with 9, you notice they praise 9/11 every 2 days. That was George Bush's whole election. But you know what I noticed? I don't know if people are paying attention to the news. Why is no one talking about Haiti? The biggest thing Haiti got recently, y'all, after such a travesty that country went through, you know, the biggest thing that we got, when I say we, because even though I may not quote-unquote be Haitian, I'm still African, so that is my culture. You understand what I'm saying? Actually, to all my people, y'all need to know, even the white folks, y'all African too. Hey, don't get it twisted.
Yep. Yep.
Would that be, I mean, if you do your research, we all African, but as I was saying.
They're African too. They're African too.
Yeah, but what I want to say is we, as time goes on, you know, we seem to forget about the people that still need us. So as we are on the Trey Love Show, we reach out and we don't forget. Let's not forget Haiti, y'all. Haiti is still in a crisis. And like I said, the biggest thing lately was they talking about Sarah Palin went to Haiti. I mean, my goodness, come on, man. And I ain't knocking Sarah Palin. This is not a bag on her. But I'm just saying, I mean, why aren't we getting more coverage and finding out what's going on with the Haitian people? So what I want you to do, B, for me and for the people, is send some love out in Creole, speak the language of the people, and just whatever you want to say, and I ain't going to even worry about the translation, what the translation is, till another time, but just send some Creole love out to the people real quick, and then we're going to take it to song.
D'accord. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Mon nom, c'est Bichir Sylvain, et je voulais dire que pour tous les Haïtiens qui sont là-bas, je voulais vous dire que de tenir et avoir beaucoup de force parce que on sait que les tragédies qui arrivent presque chaque jour, on est seulement un peuple qui est très fort. C'est quelque chose qu'on a depuis des années, depuis 1804, en 1er janvier 1804. Une chose qu'on peut dire avec les Haïtiens, c'est qu'ils sont très, très forts. Et on doit tenir ça et puis en même temps, on va voir.
Hey, only on the Trey Love Show, baby. You have some players-ish like that. Y'all tell me that wasn't gangster. My dog just slipped in Creole on him. Jay, where you at? Let me talk to my little sister real quick. Jay, did you feel me?
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. And no lie, it's like, you know, I'm secretly trying to do the best thing I can to really bring out Haiti into the public. But there's a lot of things, I mean, I don't even want to get into it, but there's a lot of things that are people afraid of finding out about Haiti. And I think that's one part of the reason why, you know, every brother is a little conspiracy. You got a little conspiracy going on, but it's the truth. It's the truth. Like, if you do your research, you'll find out some stuff that a lot of people are really,
really afraid to find out, especially, you know, like a lot of people don't know that, you know, Haiti is the first, you know, country in the Caribbean that were independent. We were first before even the America. You know, we got independent. We kicked Napoleon's butt. And, you know, we were the only army that ever beat the baddest army in the world in the 1800s. And we were the first one, and actually we're the one that actually sparked the independence in all the Caribbean, including America. And no one would ever want to talk about that. There's a lot of stuff about we helped in the Spanish War. We helped in so many other places that people don't really realize about it. And, you know, slowly but surely I'm trying to get my name out there, trying to get, you know, to the point where I have power to start really bringing out the message of Haiti. And it's sad that, you know, we only see all the tragedies, only see, you know, all these bad images. But when you go to the country, man, there's some areas that you just think you're in heaven, literally. You're just like, where's God? Is he hanging on that tree, or what's going on? Like, seriously, it's this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And it hurts my heart, you know, especially growing up there. I was there for 13 years. You know, and seeing, you know, my country, especially the capital, the way it's been destroyed, but it still has not showing the other side where about the people and the strength of the people. And that's what I was talking about in French. I was just saying, yo, you know, we're strong people. At the end of the day, what they could say about Haitian people is that we're strong and we always prevail.
First of all, B, let me cut you real quick. I want to say again to this brother, y'all, for calling in to my show, a friend of mine, just to go to show you where the loyalism lies. You know, this is over a 10-year friendship. We've been knowing each other well over 10 years. And when we saw each other, just to show you whatever energy that I put out, when I saw this brother and he saw me and we was in L.A. together and we knew we was here, it was a bond. And I'm going to tell you straight up, we've acted on the same sets, been in the same movies. And some of these actors and actresses and comedians and singers, I'm going to tell y'all straight up, some of y'all try to act brand new, but it's so funny to me. Look at where y'all career is at and look at what we doing. Oops, did I say that? That was an opportunist move. That was an opportunist move, and I did take it. Oh, yes, my bad. Three-pointer, Shannon Brown, in your eye, gunk punk. We're going to go ahead and take it to song real quick, and then from there we're going to go on and get closing comments because we only got 15 more minutes left on the Trey Love Show. So my boy Chad Shepard, I was on set with him. Y'all from Dreamgirls, from Set It Off, y'all saw me do an interview on him. I got it posted on my page, you know what I'm saying, making some major moves happen. This a major guy. Man, we did this listening party the other night. We just banging out here, man. That's going to be the next song we play on the Trey Love Show. We're going to get the mood a little sexy. Go on and take us to it, the program director, Night Rider. Run it, baby.
Opportunity or the possibility of you and me. Yeah. Who knows what we can be, but not to see would really eat at me.
Have the world again, so, baby, that I feel.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Trey Love Show. The mood is just so mellow, man. We had a wonderful conversation today about loyalism versus opportunism. And I'm going to just say this, you know, we only got 10 minutes left on the show. And I'm just so appreciative of all of the listeners, of all the people, you know, that are paying attention, to the people that I'm reaching, to the loved ones beyond, to my family, to my friends, I mean fans. Man, all y'all, man, to Carla, EOTM Simpson, to the whole EOTM family, man, I ain't got nothing but love for y'all. I know that I don't put people's personal business out there, but I know that one of the family members, Ron, is having something going on right now. So let's lift him up in prayer, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Let's make sure that we stay prayerful with our families, y'all, because we are our family. We are all we got. Let's start embracing one another. And I'm going to say this. The reason why I chose today's show topic, loyalism versus opportunism, is because I've seen so many things happen with people, y'all, friends of mine, friends that have, you know, I felt that they did me crossway. I've seen friends of mine kind of do crossway things to each other, and it kind of hurts on the opposite end looking in, but just like the 48 Laws of Power says, be mindful of who you take advantage of, because the same person, like my sister said, the same person that you are stepping on the way up, you know, the people that you're degrading and dogging on the way up are the same people that you're going to have to see on the way down. And I'm going to tell you guys, after 15 years as a stand-up comic and in this entertainment business pretty much all my life, I've seen them come and go, y'all. I've seen them come and go. And I keep it pushing. That's why I try to my best to remain loyal to people in general, but especially to the right people, because what a lot of us don't realize is how easy it is for someone else to take your opportunity. You understand what I'm saying? And especially for this business, people will walk over you. They will push you to the side. If you know me, you know I ain't no punk. But see, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, family, and I don't care how anybody takes this. Your boy got Gilroy. And you know what Gilroy is? Gilroy is smooth. It's the essence, baby. It's a song I play, and I'm going to make this statement, and I want y'all to really, really listen to what I'm going to say. Pay attention to this statement, y'all. I'm such a player that when you think you're playing me, I'm playing you while you're playing me. Keep that in mind. That's one thing I always say, because I'm going to say this straight up. You want to win, you need to play lotto, because you got a better chance of winning in lotto than playing and winning against Trey Love. And that's in and on everything, baby, because your boy ain't no chump. Now I'm going to give 1 minute to my co-host a piece, and I want to shout out Hitworks, Inc. out of Las Vegas, Dre Banks, because he's sitting here, he supports me. Y'all, he brought the studio all the way here and letting me record, you know, some music and everything, and I'm just elated to be able to be bringing you all some music, you know, some Trey Love musically. It's going to be real soon. I want to shout you out, Dre Banks, and I appreciate you for that. Hitworks, Inc. I'm going to give my two co-hosts a minute apiece, and then from there we're going to go ahead and I'm going to have my closing statements and take it home. Donnie Poole, go on and holler at the people real quick. And also, when you holler at the people, we got some music coming from you and your real soon, right? And they can't hear you on the line because I can't hear you. Unmute yourself. So oh, wow. I know you and my fiance got some music coming real.
I like that you have a straight face. You're like, look, check this out. So, okay, got you.
It's all business. You and my fiance got some music coming soon. So that's going to be put in. We're going to have Drama Ganza played on his soon. We're going to have Thug Miss on his soon. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the lab. Trey Love is going to be rocking the mic soon, too. Got some stuff I'm going to be having y'all check out, you know. But tell them about Friday, where they can come see my fiance and me and party with us and everything. And then let the family know where they can find you, Break the Dawn, on your Twitter and your Facebook and all that stuff, if you ain't got one.
Okay, I just want to thank everybody for listening, supporting my boy. I just want to thank Trey. You are the best right now. I couldn't have been blessed with a better artist in this game. I need to shout out Will I Am Productions. He's the one that's putting on Yankee Doodles, where my sister will be hosting for the Laker event. So if you're a Laker fan, even if you're a Laker hater, just come on out, because we're going to be repping, and we need you in our face so we can rub it in your face when we whip some butt. But we will be there at Yankee Doodles this Friday, the 21st, at 7 o'clock, which is on 3rd Street Promenade. Come see. My sister rips the mic. You'll have a blast. It's just so much fun. Networking, bring your cards, whatever. Just have a good time. I just do want to shout out Will I Am Productions. My boy Clean has always got my back. I'll be in the studio, so listen out for some music from me. And next week I will have my Twitter, but you can find me on Facebook under Don Whitaker.
Facebook of Don Whitaker. Yeah, Break It Down Management.
Hey, little sister, is my baby sister still on the line with me?
I think so. If you can hear me, can you all hear me?
I can hear you, baby. Go ahead and say your goodbyes, baby, and give everybody your Facebook. And if you have Twitter, Jay, let them know where they can find you on Twitter. And take about a minute, hon, because the show is winding out, and I got to get my closing comments out. But go ahead and holler at the people, Jay. Let them know what's up and how you feel about today's show, and then pass it back. I'm going to take it on home.
I mean, if I haven't stated it every time I spoke, I was totally excited about today's show. One thing that I can say is I'm not an entertainer, so I don't have, like, a Facebook or a Twitter, so I feel so left out. Maybe I'm going to have to do that. So next week, that'll just be my homework. I'm going to get a Facebook and a Twitter, and I'm going to give it to you all. But, yes, I thoroughly enjoyed the show. I appreciate you all having me on. And go ahead, Trey, take over.
Yeah, thank you, my sister. Well, let me let my program director jump in, too, because she be coming in with the look. She's so philosophical. She the only person, y'all. We done ran our mouth. Carla done got on here and went to the dictionary.
I didn't have anything, though. I really didn't have anything. I just want to say great show.
Thank you, Carla.
Back in the scene today, so I'm good.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you. But and I'm just grateful to you for the opportunity. And before we get out of here, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's been a wonderful, wonderful ride. Every Sunday, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can catch Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy, live on EOTM Radio. I didn't even get a chance to put my lawyer on today, so she is mad with me. But she here, though, y'all. Y'all, the community lawyer, Arteria Clark, don't have time to shout her out today, but hell, I'm going to shout her out, though. Y'all going to look on my Facebook. I'm going to post something on her right now. I apologize for that. But, hey, the Trey Love Show got hot today. Let me shout. Shaquise, I got to shout you out. I got to shout all my friends, everybody that show love. Because I'm going to tell you something that I'm learning and that I'm seeing. I'm seeing that I have people that have become loyal to Trey Loveism, people that have become loyal to Gilroy. And I'm going to throw this right back at y'all. Let's stay loyal to our president, black people. We have worked way too hard. We have come way too far to sit back and just let everything go. Let's work, guys, to all of us. And when I say guys, I mean guys and girls, to all the Trey Love listeners, to all the EOTM listeners, let's mount up, let's get together, and let's do what we need to do. Let's keep our president in office, and let's start researching and finding out what's going on with things. Let's be opportunists together. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you look at other races, aside from us African Americans, the white people, the Jewish people, the Spanish people, the Mexican people, they got hustle, and they got hustle together. I want to say to my African Americans, to us, let's get a hustle. Let's get together and get our fraternities going, y'all. Let's get in these lodges. Some of you guys need to become Masons. Some of you women need to become Eastern Stars. Let's have brotherhoods and sisterhoods, and let's take care of each other, people. Let's be a community. Let's stop trying to get over on each other individually. Let's mount up and get over on the whole game. You understand what I'm saying? If we're going to be opportunists, we're going to be opportunists together. I want to say to all my family, church, peace, I love each and every one of y'all. Trey Love Spirit is with you. And y'all know each and every week to take me home, I got to play my baby because you can't play with my yo-yo. Go on and take us to the crib there, Carla.
Yo, Jinx, man, we got to find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, with me. Yo, yo, but I don't have to be played like I'm played by myself. But this yo-yo was played by woman and male. I'm all about my white lovers in the world. But I aren't superior to handle any male, any time, any watch, any flow, any show. And if you ask my producer, tell me why
you
know. I'm not a one-four. I like the funk.
entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.